With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Power 93.5, the Power Morning Playhouse, the Hitman and Carla.
You all right over there?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I mean, you kind of beat me down about...
I didn't do anything.
Yeah, you did. And all of the listeners jumped on my case. One lady hanging up on me and yelling at me. And if you just tuned in, here's what's going on.
Well, we're just talking about some good old trick-or-treating. And the subject came up yesterday how out in Chesapeake, Virginia, they're actually threatening to jail trick-or-treaters over the age of 12. So they're saying if you're over 12... not only could you get a $100 fine, you could get sent to jail for 6 months or even both. And I'm like, you have to be kidding me. Over 12 years old? Like, I trick-or-treated till I was 15 or 16. I still love to dress up. What is the big deal? It's just trick-or-treating. And Hitman's like, no, they should do that here in Wichita. If you're over 12, you can't trick-or-treat. You can't do this. I mean, just a complete bitter bob. And you guys are doing what you should do, agreeing with me and letting him know it's okay to trick-or-treat over the age of 12, let alone not get in trouble for it. I'm talking jail time and fines, you guys. You can chime in on Facebook at Power935. Y'all are coming through.
All right. Nobody's called up this morning. Let's see. We're getting a call. Let's see if anybody agrees with me right now. Go ahead. You're on the air. It's Power 93.5. What's up?
Hey, man, I'm with you, bro.
Oh, I've got somebody to support me. I'm so happy.
Hey, listen. Hear me out now.
Okay.
I know everybody's hating, but check it. When I was like 10, bro, we're going through the neighborhood, and I didn't live in like a bad side of town. I grew up out at 21st and May. So, I mean, this isn't a bad part of town, right?
Right.
Man, these bigger kids, bro, ran up on my little squad, dude. One of them uppercutted me in the gut.
No.
Another one ripped a pillowcase of candy out of my hand.
You're kidding.
Man, I am a living testimony that those things happen, bro.
Don't let a few bad seeds ruin everyone else.
He was assaulted, Carla.
Oh, he
assaulted,
was okay.
And he was robbed of his candy. And you're trying to make it like it's a small deal. It's a big deal.
That's even more reason for you to continue to trick-or-treat, to show them you can't make me stop trick-or-treating. See, I'm trick-or-treating till I'm 17 or 18.
Well, that I see you on that, but I mean, at the same time, that was a life-changing event.
Yeah, you lost your trust in people on that day, didn't you, sir?
Man.
Here we go.
Oh my God, yes. And see,
wild.
He's been living his whole life with this pain, with this emotional scar of getting punched in the gut.
Of bad
and
snatchers.
Somebody bagging, snatching his pillowcase of candy. What a horrible experience, sir. I want you to know my heart goes out to you.
His pillowcase of candy?
It was stacked. I brought pillowcases. I didn't play. I didn't have the little baggie.
Oh.
I was ready. I wanted to eat some candy.
Don't we all?
Yeah, I love to eat candy, too. Well, hey, man, thanks for calling, okay?
All right, man. God bless you guys.
Thank you. Look at one.
God bless you, too. I got one supporter this morning, a victim.
You're going to run with that one. I already know.
I'm living my best life. Hey.
I love it. Little Duval, Snoop Dogg, Paul Greasy. It's called Smile this morning at Power 93.5. The lyrics of that song are just awesome.
I'm living my best life.
Yeah, you made a killing last year. You know, I'll party with your food stamp card. It's good stuff. Good stuff. I mean, some of these guys write lyrics and it's like, okay, that was good.
And it's the most simplest lyrics.
Yeah, how about Snoop Dogg? He's still rocking, right?
Snoop D-O-double-G.
Homeboy's all over it. here at Power 93.5. Carla has a, there's a listener, rather, who has an idea to resolve everything, and then we're not going to talk about this anymore.
Okay, the whole trick-or-treating thing?
Yeah, you and I will go trick-or-treating. I'll let you take me out trick-or-treating.
You will?
Yes.
That just made my day.
Now I got to think about costume. And then what neighborhoods are we going to go trick-or-treating in?
Now, I know that's the question.
I know everybody wants to go to College Hill, but is there another neighborhood we should go to?
We need to change it up.
I need some help. I haven't been trick-or-treating in years. I won't know what to do. What if I screw it up?
I will be there to hold your hand.
Oh, okay.
I hope your hands don't sweat.
No.
But I will be there.
No, they don't sweat.
Maybe the listeners can help us decide on the best neighborhoods.
Hey, this little boy routine is getting me far. 869-1093.
Gross.
There's a lady on the phone.
You always messy it up, don't you?
Hey, girl, you say you got an idea?
If anyone has an issue as far as not their kid not getting enough candy, I think that their parents can always buy them candy.
I think you're right, and I'm so happy you agree with me. And, Hitman, what do you say?
Not an option when I was a kid.
Oh, do you want to go trick-or-treating?
Not an option.
Yeah, my mom wouldn't buy me candy.
You guys, that's what we're dealing with. He didn't go trick-or-treating enough as a kid.
I did go trick-or-treating enough.
Say it together. Let's go trick-or-treat. 1, 2, 3.
Let's
go trick-or-treat.
He doesn't even know how to say it.
I do. It's trick-or-treat. Smell my feet. Give me something good to eat.
See, now those are the kids who aren't getting candy,
oh,
who act bad like that. Now you ain't getting nothing.
Exactly.
I was nice enough to open my door and give your little grown butt some candy. Now you want to say, okay.
Addiction to drugs or alcohol is more common than you might think. One in every 12 people struggle with a substance use disorder. Fieldview at Holland is a new state-of-the-art treatment facility in Wichita, providing life-changing addiction treatment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.